Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain masseur.
The battle for America is on.
Keeping an eye on the L.A. County Sheriff's training facility explosion that killed three. Our prayers are with the families. Scum in the pot on the fire. One way to remove scum from a brass pot is to add water to it and set it on fire or set it over a fire. If you put an empty scum pot on hot coals, the scum will kind of melt, as it were, and soften the metal, and it'll actually become part of the pot. In that case, you have to melt down the pot entirely to molten brass and recast it. America is the melting pot, and she hath wearied herself with lies, and her great scum went not forth out of her. Her scum shall be in the fire. That's the words of Ezekiel, and they kind of got my attention this morning while I was reading the scriptures. The words of the prophet Ezekiel speak to us, and in thy filthiness is lewdness, because I have purged thee, and thou wast not purged. Thou shalt not be purged from thy filthiness anymore, till I have caused my fury to rest upon thee. So there comes a point where God gets done and just drops the judgment. I'm concerned about that with regard to our country, although I must say right now, thank God, Trump is leading a scum purge. The fire is set to the pot, and we are pouring in the water. It's about to boil. Pray, judgment begins in the house of God, and the water is the word of truth. If the pot is full of lies, the scum will not come out of her. It won't float to the top so we can skim it and discard it. Instead, it'll melt into the pot, become one with it, so all will be cast into the fire. Selah. Here we go. The indignity of the Dignity Act. The Epstein hoax brooks no jokes. God is flushing the toilet. Israel is finding it difficult to deal with the Christian Mike Huckabee. He's threatening to expose Israel's discrimination against Christian groups, a pattern of discrimination against Christian tourists' visas for evangelical missionaries. Now, here's some good news. The House passed a bill to prevent the creation of a central bank digital currency. And more good news, the truth about the efficacy of ivermectin is breaking through the wall of big pharma lies. And then more good news on the election front from the Gateway Pundit. Wait for it. More good news. Deep state operators from the degenerate Biden administration had their case against the Trump administration thrown out. And then more good news. Trump administration Secretary of Health and Human Services, RFK, has formally rejected the WHO's pandemic response measures. Hallelujah. It is time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic. A gourmet meal for the mind.
Friend, it's just impossible to cover all I have in front of me today in my radio show. I encourage you to get the in-depth analysis I'll provide during my brain massage live stream Saturday night. You can catch me on Rumble, X, on my personal Facebook page, a church Facebook page. Although I must announce we are contemplating dropping our LinkedIn broadcast. The Indignity of the Dignity Act. Now, this is a bill introduced by Representative Maria Elvira Salazar, Republican, Florida, and Representative Veronica Escobar, Democrat, Texas. The purpose of the bill is to establish a comprehensive border policy, and it contains a lot to commend it to conservatives. The controversial part of the bill is under the heading Legal Status Programs for Undocumented Immigrants, and we got a problem right there. You know, flags are thrown on the legal status connected with undocumented immigrants. You see, it's a dignity act, right? So we can't use such undignified expressions as illegal aliens, which is nearer the truth. until you're willing to identify the problem honestly, you're not going to get the support from a whole lot of MAGA patriots who are sick and tired of glossing over this stuff. The people we're talking about came into our country illegally, and that's a crime. It's not immigration. Immigration refers to the process, a legal process, by which someone comes into a country. Trespassing is the nicest way to characterize somebody crossing our borders illegally. American patriots were imprisoned for years on a charge of trespassing on their own Capitol grounds. And this, even though Pelosi's Capitol Police waved them in. So I don't think foreigners who were illegally waved in by Biden and the Democrats should be called migrants, much less immigrants. As for legal status, they need to confess their sin, as it were, and repent. If you look at this within a Christian context, and to repent would require them to self-deport and apply for citizenship legally. If you want to address the ridiculous barriers that are set up for those applying for citizenship, well, let's have a conversation about that. I'd love to get into that conversation. There are several good suggestions in this bill for addressing those and other issues. However, waving a wand over them, chanting a dignidad, I'm sure I'm not pronouncing that right. You need the Spanish accent to do it. Well, that's just not acceptable. And I'll get into what this dignidad thing is all about. The bill expressly addresses the Biden invasion period from 2020 to present. It states that they receive an automatic 7-year deferred action. It requires a criminal background check, and penalties for illegal entry include an initial fee of $1,000 and installments to be paid over a period of 7 years to the amount of $6,000, making $7,000 their penalty. Good standing in the community has to be established. They can renew indefinitely, however, but they cannot become citizens. Those who do not qualify for this have 2 years of to self-deport, and that's kind of buried there, and it's really concerning. So I don't have to labor on why MAGA patriots are not really buying into this, and or why the rhinos love it. Oh, this name, the formal or the legal name of the bill is the Dignity for Immigrants While Guarding Our Nation to Ignite and Deliver the American Dream. So if you pull out the key letters and all the capitalized words, you come up with Dignidad. And it just so happens that dignidad is a Spanish word for dignity. The whole idea of dignifying, breaking and entering into our country by stealth and ignoring our laws. And by the way, I didn't see anything in this about marching with the Mexican flag, burning the American flag, hanging with La Raza, or other, you know, take California back from Mexico groups being cause for automatic refusal and triggering immediate final order for deportation. Those things should be included. I don't think it's a good idea to put a statute of limitations on the crime of illegal entry. And I sure don't think it's a good idea to dignify this behavior. I totally believe in mercy and respect the dignity of every soul. But I don't respect dignifying bad behavior. All right? It's a bit insulting to name this Dignidad, however you pronounce it, for another reason. While most of this comes from Mexico, a whole lot of our problem is from Iran and even China. But your rules, the rules in this bill, are going to apply to everyone who crossed Biden's border during the Biden invasion. There are exceptions, I think, that we should consider. There are some provisions that I think would be good to make to hear individual cases and rule equitably. Here's an example. I have a friend who's been deported, and he's going to be sent back to Iran, where they are almost certainly going to execute him because he's not Muslim. I think special consideration needs to be afforded to someone like that. That's a bona fide asylum case. Still, the illegal issue has to be addressed, but that would be a case where I would be more open to receiving some of these fines and other protections and so on that are mentioned in this bill. God is flushing the toilet, burning out the scum. Now, here you go. The Epstein hoax is real. Trump's truth statement has tweaked some noses, but it has also alerted us to something we need to consider carefully. Now, here's his statement. Quote, the radical left Democrats have hit pay dirt again. Just like with the fake and fully discredited Steele dossier, the lying 51 intelligence agents, the laptop from hell, which the Dems swore had come from Russia. No, it came from Hunter Biden's bathroom. And even the Russia scam itself. A totally fake and made-up story used in order to hide crooked Hillary Clinton's big loss in the 2016 presidential election. These scams and hoaxes are all the Democrats are good at. It's all they have. They are no good at governing, no good at policy, no good at picking winning candidates. Also, unlike Republicans, they stick together like glue. Their new scam is what we will forever call the Jeffrey Epstein hoax. And my past supporters, past is all capitalized, have bought into this, I'll say BS, hook, line, and sinker. They haven't learned their lesson and probably never will. Even after being conned by the lunatic left for 8 long years, I have had more success in 6 months than perhaps any president in our country's history. And all these people want to talk about, with strong prodding by the fake news and the success-starved Dems, is the Jeffrey Epstein hoax. Let these weaklings continue forward and do the Democrats' work. Don't even think about talking of our incredible and unprecedented success, because I don't want their support anymore. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Make America great again. All right, no one is perfect. Not even me. Or thee. So I'm going to set aside the slap down, but focus on the serious truth that there really is an Epstein hoax. And that's not a joke, friend. And it's not a dodge either. As part of that discussion, a sort of preface to it, something has come up I need to address. And that's this Murdoch's Wall Street Journal business. I'll get to it after the break. Hold on.
Most believe Satan owns the world and has the right to rule it. They think Christians should leave politics to unbelievers, that believers have no place in government. Well, Christians, how's that working for you? You see, the fact is Satan has fed you a lie. Satan depends on Christians staying in the dark about the fact that Jesus Christ defeated him, and Satan has no right to rule one square inch of territory on this planet. Learn the truth. It will set you free. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, your brain masseur and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, signaling the enemy is on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Murdoch's Wall Street Journal published a birthday letter to Epstein, purportedly written by Trump, found in Ghislaine Maxwell's leather-bound collection of memories that she prepared for Epstein's 50th birthday. That was her present to him. Trump's answer, this does not sound like me, referring to that letter, that was supposedly sent by Trump to Epstein, congratulating him on his 50th birthday anyway. Trump said, everybody knows I don't draw pictures of my correspondence. Everybody knows I don't talk like that. And then somebody comes up with a letter he wrote that had a heart and all that. But anyway, okay. He's referring to a pornographic sketch of a woman that accompanied the letter that was sent supposedly by him to Epstein for his 50th. Now, here's the letter as it was found in Ghislaine's birthday present to Epstein. And it's styled, oddly, as an imaginary conversation. And it goes like this, voiceover. There must be more to life than having everything. Donald. Yes, there is. But I won't tell you what it is. Jeffrey. Nor will I, since I also know what it is. Donald. We have certain things in common, Jeffrey. Jeffrey. Yes, we do. Come to think of it. Donald. Enigmas never age. Have you noticed that? Jeffrey. As a matter of fact, it was clear to me the last time I saw you. Donald. A pal is a wonderful thing. happy birthday, and may every day be another wonderful secret. End quote. That's the letter. And I'll dig into it a little more deeply Saturday night for Brain Massage Live. But I agree, that's just not Trumpian to me. So where do we begin with this, right? So let's start here. Breaking. The Wall Street Journal reporter who wrote this Epstein hit piece on Trump is connected to the founder of GPS Fusion. Now, GPS Fusion is the company funded by Hillary Clinton and the DNC to produce the Russia hoax. So that's, let's start there. First, Joe Palazzolo worked for a publication called Maine Justice, where he covered legal and Department of Justice-related stories. Mary Jacoby, the wife of Glenn Simpson, the co-founder of GPS Fusion, founded Maine Justice. It was not a huge publication, only 9 employees, I think, in total. And he is named as key staff. Also, the online publication was accessed regularly from DOJ computers, during the whole Obama-Biden thing, whatever, indicating a targeted audience within the Justice Department. Anyway, his political bias is clear, and the chances that Joe and Mary interacted regularly are appropriately assumed. Oh, and Joe has a Pulitzer for his coverage of Trump's alleged and now debunked crime, the crime part of it, of paying hush money to a porn star out of campaign funds. I think this was the Stormy Daniels thing. Anyway, I agree the letter does not sound like Trump today. It does not sound like the guy who banned Epstein from Mar-a-Lago or the guy who dismissed that pervert from his limo and kicked him to the curb. Now, some might argue it does sound like the guy who was caught in a hot mic moment in 2005, when Trump was joking around with the boys about the, shall we say, privileges of fame, girls allowing you to kiss them and so on without whatever, and even groping them in their privates. It was pretty ugly. And I'm talking about the Access Hollywood tape. It's going to come up. Megyn Kelly got after him on this during his 2016 campaign for his first term. It was a huge stink. Trump dismissed it as locker room talk that he had engaged in more than 10 years before 2016. No other reports of this nature have surfaced since then. And if they were out there, they would show up. Now, I remember the whole Access Hollywood tape. Many of us were appalled. Melania dismissed it as boy talk. And in the aftermath, several women tried to use this to sue Trump with allegations of rape or unwanted sexual advances. And they all lost their suits. Trump, I think, justifiably points to these as vindications against the charges that he's a sexual predator. I don't believe that about him. The point of concern about this is that the current revelation opens our champion to renewed attacks from the Access Hollywood tape and so on. So regarding the Epstein birthday letter, the issue is, there it is, in Ghislaine's birthday gift to Epstein, purported to be from Trump in this gift, this leather-bound book. However, the fact is that Trump broke ties with Epstein, distanced himself from that man, and barred him from Mar-a-Lago. And we all know that. I mean, that's on the record. It's very clear and well known that he despised Epstein. We have a public record of Trump's behavior, and nothing suggests any correspondence to this sort of juvenile seventh grade behavior. Now, to the main point, Trump calls this the Epstein hoax. I think he's onto something here. The evidence of, and I mentioned it a while back, we got to be ready for some tampering with that evidence. The evidence of tampering with the Epstein files and records is, I think it's conclusive. Now, look at this report by Bongino on the missing evidence that was taken from Epstein's safe. He's not buying it. FBI procured evidence doesn't disappear, he explained. He worked with evidence gathering and processing, and he explains it. And when he does, and you listen to this, you agree. There's no way evidence just got lost in an oopsie. Evidence tampering was routine under the Biden administration. Why would anyone be surprised to hear that? Christopher Wray had the 2020 election server. Where is it? He had the Huma Abedin laptop. Where's that? He had Seth Rich's laptop. Where is it? He had Hunter's laptop. Yeah, that's missing too. He also had the Epstein files. Does anyone believe the Biden administration did not tamper with those files? The most corrupt regime in American history had custody of the most potentially damning material against them, and they were so honest they just didn't want to tamper with the evidence? You've got to be kidding me. Dennehy, or Dennehy, however you pronounce it, a Biden holdover when Pam Bondi came into the DOJ, had the files buried in the FBI Southern District New York office and refused to turn them over to his boss, the Attorney General. But he would never have dreamed of tampering with evidence or obstructing justice. But isn't that what he did? And yet nothing was done about it. That bothers me. Well, if he tampered, other than firing him, he should be prosecuted for this. Well, if he tampered with it, why not surrender it to the AG, right? If they planted something in there? Well, think about it. What sort of chess do you suppose these people are playing? Yeah, come on. Look. Here's a headline from the Daily Mail. Cash Patel uncovers proof former FBI bosses buried evidence that China interfered with the 2020 election as he vows to take action, end quote. By the way, no one disputes election interference from China. When the left talks about this, they carefully frame it to say the interference didn't change the election results. You have to listen to them close to catch that, but that's what they do. And so now we hear that the evidence taken from Epstein's safe is missing. And finally, the depth of this conspiracy and density of the scum. Here is Nita Farahany, affiliated with Schwab's World Economic Forum, testifying that developments in neuroscience and psychology have enhanced techniques for implanting false memories in the brain. The planting of false memories is a real thing, and it's been around a while. Juliet Bryant is an Epstein survivor. She betrays classic symptoms of being subjected to memory implantation. Well, listen to this excerpt from her interview with Owen Schroyer on InfoWars, July 11, 2025.
If Epstein was just, do you think he was trying to get people to sleep with girls, or what do you think the angle was?
Well, as I've spoken about recently, I saw him shapeshift into something else in front of my eyes. You know, it looked like a sort of reptilian creature. Like when I was in the bedroom, when you took me there, and what I'm starting to realize is it was probably like an alien creature. And it's hard talking about this because a lot of people think it's crazy. And I would also think it was crazy. But unfortunately, I saw it. And also in New Mexico, I saw a UFO there. And then I woke up in a laboratory with people working on me, you know, six people in hazmat suits, or I don't even know if they
I don't know. You have to listen to it closely. Maybe you have to have some experience with this to really catch it. But let me tell you what happens here. Do you notice how when triggered by a direct question concerning Epstein's involvement, she abruptly switches to crazy talk? If you listen to her many testimonial videos, one thing she will say emphatically, and it's noteworthy that she's going out of her way to make this statement, Epstein was the only person she was trafficked to, as if she's driven to insert that. It's weird because it's not called for. And her sudden switch here, it's kind of non sequitur. It doesn't really follow the conversation. It just suddenly shows. It's weird. And it shows that what we're dealing with here might be beyond the Romans 13 sword of justice, is really the point I'm driving at. But what about the verifiable things, like her assertion that 200 victims were part of the lawsuit against Epstein? Now, there's a list for you. Why are the names of these girls not on the flight manifest? Interesting. Another weird story. 12 NYPD officers were tasked to examine the Anthony Weiner laptop, and 9 of these committed suicide. All of them allegedly shot themselves in the head. The report prepared by the FBI at the time did not examine the BlackBerry backup that would be some of the content these guys would have been exposed to. There was likely a whole lot more information in there that was buried. My friend, the point is, they kill people. There are a lot of people in the Epstein debacle who've been killed. I think Juliet testifies to 7 that she knows of who were just found dead. Now, the exposure here is necessary. It's God flushing the toilet. And that toilet is backed up, man. And it needs to get revealed. It really has to get just opened up. And this boil needs to be drained of its, Okay, I need to wrap it up. Israel is finding it difficult to deal with Christian Mike Huckabee because he's threatening to expose Israel's discrimination against Christian groups. He's responding to a pattern of discrimination against Christian tourist visas for evangelical missionaries. A Christian missionary in Israel shared with me his experience of hostility from the Israeli government. It's often subtle and it's buried and it's, you know, tamped down. But listen, I know I have the inside information on this. They labor under oppressive restrictions. And here's the problem for them. Every time they relax and open up to Christians moving around in Israel, Jews start converting and coming to Christ. That's what happens. Anyway, I need to conclude here, but let's thank God for some good news. The House passed a bill to prevent the creation of a central bank digital currency. We will hope it makes it through the Senate and to the president's desk. The truth about the efficacy of ivermectin breaking through the big pharma wall of lies is very heartening. You know, ivermectin with mebendazole is challenging the big pharma narrative. You can check out what Peter McCullough is saying here with this link. Get my notes. And then on the election fraud front, do you remember that story about the postal driver who testified that he was tasked to bring a bunch of ballots from New York to Pennsylvania in the middle of the night and make a delivery and to kind of hide that? And he blew the whistle on that and everybody just really piled on. Well, guess what? It's turned out this guy was vindicated. Deep state operators from the degenerate Biden administration who conducted the corrupt J6 and Mar-a-Lago investigations had filed a lawsuit against Trump and their case was so weak that a Biden judge threw it out. I'm with Nick Sorter on this one. Now fire these traitors. And I say prosecute them for treason against the Constitution they swore to uphold. I lit the lamps at Church Belfry Arch. You let me know you see they're on. You can email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. That's brainmassage.net. Find the contact us button and give me your message and click send. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline, 805-314-2114. That number again, 805-314-2114. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America.
Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.